Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar every day, receive the prophetic prayers, listen to the inspiring testimonies, and then pray more on your own as much as you can. Also, do a short Bible study from our daily devotional prayer booklet, hard or soft copies. Then rebroadcast this to all on your contact. Welcome also to Friday, February 28th, the last day in the month. Don't forget that tonight we will have 30 minutes vigil, as I have explained it. And then tomorrow, sow a gift seed to somebody's life, no matter how small or big, what you have at home or what you have to buy. Remember, these things are very important. They deliver us heavily. Then get them ready. Set your alarm clock to join us online today. Please don't forget. Now open your hand and your heart for the day's prayers and be responding with amen. I receive it. May you end this month strong. May you end it in laughters and pleasant surprises. As you step out of the old month into the new, may you cross over with no carryover. God shall visit you with such a divine intervention that will make you forget your past unpleasant memories. You will receive a special visitor today, a God-sent visitor with good news, either physically or virtually. I mean, everyone who have loved ones in other countries, you have a loved ones abroad. I have an urge in my heart to pray for such ones everywhere. I had a disturbing experience few days ago to pray for a man 85 years and his wife 82 years, old parents whose son just passed abroad. He passed away abroad. It broke my heart. If you have their photographed, hard or soft copies or any of their items at home or just be mentioning their names, I declare your loved ones abroad safe and protected. A woman in Nigeria also told me recently of her husband abroad who passed away. Ah, we will not receive such bad news anymore. Your sons and your daughters, grandchildren, your spouse, your parents and your siblings, anyone connected to you living abroad is hereby protected in the name of Jesus. They shall be making progress, steady progress. I pray for you too and all your loved ones in your home countries. You are also protected and defended. TPGF members all over the world, there shall be no loss. Oh yes, no loss in our family. Everyone in this family, we will daily increase, no decrease and no reduction in Jesus' name. Everyone touch your forehead gently to receive these prayers. You are divinely crowned. The rest of your days, live and operate as kings, as princes and princesses. Raise your cell phone and let me pray alert upon alert prayer again. Receive grace for alert upon alert, payment upon payment, promotion and elevation, profit and progress this end of the month in Jesus' name. Say amen, I receive it. Yes, you will have outstanding testimonies. February 28th celebrant, your birthday prayers. Lay your right hand on yourself. Be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. Your new age is blessed. God shall give you special birthday gifts today and inspire good people to sow precious gift and seed to your life. Happy birthday. Right? Let's do some sharings. Good morning, Daddy. Thank you for allowing God to use you. I have sent this message many times. It has not been treated. Please attend to it, sir. Wow. Listeners, I desire to attend to all issues here. Our problem is time. Listeners, have patience. Your issues will be treated one day soon. Now to the question. Can I buy a need in the church and target battle seed like pulpit, microphone, or chair, etc.? Yes, you can. These things are done by faith in line with God's word. To perceive or see a need in the church and meet it, meet them, is a good act. And tie your expectations to them is good if that is what you are led to do. Some people want to do things for God quietly, privately, without letting anyone know. My counsel, however, born out of my experience as a pastor, the pastor may know what is the most pressing need of the church. If you have a way of letting the pastor know your intention, he or she may suggest what may be the urgent need of the church. Like I said, I just spoke that as a pastor and as a person. You can go ahead and do what God has led you to do. God knows how to meet the needs of his church. So go ahead and do it. Next, good day, my amiable daddy. I like to understand more about the believers being in power without baptism. You made reference to two different Bible verses, John chapter 1 verse 12 and Mark 16:16. The first verse says, as many as received him, to them gave he power. But the second says that they that believe and are baptized shall be saved. I don't understand why you said believers don't need water or Holy Ghost baptism to be in power and authority. Because Mark 16:16 is saying otherwise. Please, sir, give more explanation. Thank you, Daddy, for always bearing with us. Wow. I also thank you for always listening to me and asking me questions. I did not say believers don't need water or Holy Ghost baptism. They need them in line with God's word. I myself, I am water and Holy Ghost baptized. What I said is, from the moment we give our lives and heart to Christ, we already become his. We are now in his kingdom of power and authority. It is not water baptism that gives salvation experience. Water baptism is an outward confession of an inner conversion. Salvation takes place when we repent, believe in the Lord, and accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Holy Ghost baptism, with the evidence of speaking in tongues or in other language, is for empowerment, for prayers, and for witnessing. Every believer should seek to experience the two as soon as he or she is born again. They are essential. They are needed, but they are not what make us born again. We need them after we are born again. I hope I have made myself clear, and this does not sound more confusing. I hope not. Can listeners with born-again experience, water and Holy Ghost baptism experience, help us to throw more light here? Send it. I will share it. Thank you. We are dealing with both young and mature Christians on this platform. Next, good morning, Daddy. Me and my wife have two children. Since then, my wife refused to take in again, saying until I have a permanent job. If not, no way. I'm troubled because I need more children. What do I do, sir? Wow. Listen to your wife. How come you want to be bringing more children when you have no stable job? How come? Do you know what it takes these days to give a child good and proper education and moral upbringing? Someone need to help me here. I used to think it is women that normally cry for more children. You already have two children. Zip up or do family planning. Get a better job and build up your financial life, as I always teach you, before bringing more children. If you have two already, wonderful. These days, two or three children are just enough. Next, good morning, Daddy. I'm in a difficult situation. My mom gave me money for school fees, but I tried to invest it in a business to earn more and be less dependent on her. Unfortunately, I got scammed and lost the money. I am scared to tell my mom because she's a widow and I don't want to add to her worries. A friend suggested I do hook up, and that goes against my Christian value so that I can get money. But I don't want to compromise my faith. Please, sir, what do you think I should do? Wow. Suppose I could see you facially, I would take a horse whip and thrash you seriously, no matter how big and tall you are. You acted foolishly, stupidly, and greedily. You make me ashamed of all that I daily teach here. Why will you use school money to do business when I taught you that business starts from your working and personal saving? Why should you invest in a business you don't know anything about, to the extent that they scam you? Where are the mentors I always teach you about? Everything I daily teach you, you threw it to the dustbin. See yourself now. Now, and someone is now suggesting who called for you. You see yourself, the devil wants to finish you completely. Go and tell your mom. Do like the prodigal son. She will feel bad, but you are still her daughter, even though you acted stupidly. Mom will find a way around it after her pain. You have learned your lessons. Hope other young people are learning from this. Listeners, tonight, our crossover vigil, as I have said, so connect 10 minutes to 12 midnight till 20 after 12. Connect to our social media platforms. Tomorrow, Saturday, is our communion service day online. Prepare your communion, wine, and flesh tonight. From tomorrow, our monthly special seed, move on to 33333, covenant seed for the month. Some people are already doing it. Connection to the power of Trinity. That will be the name of that seed. Month has ended. So if you are a monthly tither, personal and corporate tither, battle, thanksgiving, partnership commitment seed, and the 2222 we are sowing this month, do so as soon as you earn your income. If you need the commission's account, including PayPal information, send a chat message of request to +234 809 789 4000. For our UK members, titers, and donors, do so through TPGF Global account in HSBC directly. Send a chat message of request for the HSBC account details to 074-111-28401. It shall be sent. I speak to everyone's life. You are ending this month great. Oh, the new month will march you forward. Forward ever, backward never. The power of God like never before shall descend on you. Doors shall open wider. Angels in form of men and men in form of angels. God shall make your way pleasant. The month of March will take you to another level altogether. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. TPGF, truly blessed. Bye.